Erev Shabbat Shalom.
Progress.
Thanks. Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Devarim. Shabbat Chazon. It's a difficult parasha, and there are many allusions in Parashat HaShavua to Tisha B'Av. Many Tisha B'Av-oriented topics come up in the parasha. Echa esa levadi torchachem u'masa'achem v'rivechem minhag Ashkenazim this week's in this week's parasha, when they read that pasuk benigun echa. It's a thing. V'tiragenu be'aolechem v'tomeru. The source for the churban bet hamikdash and Tisha B'Av is recorded in this week's parasha, which is what? What was the first Tisha B'Av in history? Chet HaMeraglim. Also, that's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu gave them Musar. Dvarim is all, Sefer Dvarim is all about Moshe Rabbeinu's Musar to Am Yisrael. He says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to prepare to pass away, and the last thing he did, like any other caring leader, he sits down, or actually stood up, he gave a drasha for 30 days. He gave a 30-day drasha. Can you imagine? That's like a
Musar movement.
Yeah, Ishtabach Shemo. Yeah, we can't handle 30 minutes. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a 30-day drasha to Am Yisrael.
Why was 36?
Aleph Bishvat. So a little bit more than 30. So anyway, Nachon Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Be'Adar. Yeah. So anyway, and Am Yisrael stood there soaking up every word. Why? Because they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu had their best interests in mind. And you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu laid it on thick. But what? We find the Rashi HaKadosh in the beginning of Parashat Devarim, famous Rashi, says, "Ele Devarim asher dibir Moshe en kol Yisrael b'midbar b'arava mol suf min paran." And he's using code words. Rashi HaKadosh says that each one of the words in that pasuk is referencing a different avon and a different complaint and a different situation that Am Yisrael caused in the midbar. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, out of his intense love to Am Yisrael, even when he gives them musar and lays it on thick, but what? He says it b'derkei Noam. Tries to cover it up, especially when you're giving musar in public. You have to make sure that calling out a person, you know, by name and by ma'aseh, is a little bit harsh. Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to do it. He knew how to convey the message, but to do it in a diplomatic way, in a way that wouldn't embarrass them. In a way, they understood very well what he was referring to. But a manhig knows how to convey the message, but in a way of mitik sfatayim. The Baalei Musar throughout the generations followed in the path of Moshe Rabbeinu, in that even when you give Musar, sometimes they do it, it's called veiled Musar. It's covered, you don't have to say it. So, you know what's the sharpest form of Musar? The Magid Midubna said. Mishalim. When you give a person a mashal, yeah, sometimes you speak about, you give a mashal, and you say, what would you say? And people, yeah, like this, eh? People get all into the mashal. And then you take a step back for a second, you say, yeah. And then people understand. That's the highest form of Musar, because just like Natan HaNavi did this to David HaMelech. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Natan HaNavi to go give David HaMelech tochacha about the ma'aseh with Bathsheba. How did Natan give him Musar? You remember?
With the sheep.
He gave him Musar. He gave him the mashal. What do you do if you have a rich guy and his neighbor was very poor and he had a sheep? Made the whole thing. He asked, he says, Adoni HaMelech, Din Torah. I have a situation. He said, yeah, what's the din? Yeah, what's the problem? He told him the whole thing. And he said, Bimavetu. He says, that person has to die. Why? He says, he takes his thing. Kivsat Arash. What happened? Natan HaNavi, after he finishes the mashal, what did he say? Adoni HaMelech, Hashem sent me. Please don't be upset. Hashem sent me. He told me to say this. David HaMelech said, Chatati. He understood. Why? Because when a person, you can always, and even the Torah says, Meforash, Shochech tochech et amitech velo tisa alav chet. It's very easy to go over to a person and to bash him. You know why? Because everybody has things wrong with them. That's the beauty of this world. Yeah? Things wrong are a dime a dozen. We all have imperfections. That's why we're in this world. If we didn't have imperfections, if we didn't have things to fix, we'd be dead. Yeah, we wouldn't be here. We'd all have reached our tikkun. So if we're here, that means that there's something wrong with us. That's the beauty of being alive. Okay, remember that. Now, that being said, it's very easy to pick on other people's zachen. There's a famous vort from the Baal Shem Tov. It's quoted in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, but he's quoted as having said, when you see a person with his tefillin not in the right place. You see that a lot. You know, sometimes people wearing tefillin on their ears, on their nose, you know, all sorts of different things. Before you do anything, look in the mirror. First check your own tefillin before you go to others. Why? Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Usually, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu points out our own imperfections through other people. That's the way it usually works. It's a nice var. Yeah, it works also. Yes, you have to be careful. Sometimes pointing at the person's tefillin is in the wrong place could sometimes be sakanat nefashot mamash. It might kill you. Yeah, especially in this generation. No kacha? Sometimes I get mad at you. Sometimes my father or my grandfather.
Huh? Hug first.
Yeah,
let me help you a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, Daniel, he's our
Nachon, Israel. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
One time, I'll tell you. Be'emet kacha, be'emet. No, but it's happened to me. I stopped fixing people's tefillin, even in a nice way, because I've been on the receiving end of I've been on the receiving end many times of just like instead of shkoyach, thank you for helping being mekayem. I don't need shkoyach, but sometimes the guy says, what are you talking about? But my father wore tefillin like this, and my grandfather wore tefillin like this, and my grandfather, and he said, you know, what are you trying to, are they all wrong? What do you think, my father's stupid? You're saying my father's stupid? It gets into, why? No, don't you say that? Your father's tzaddik yesod ha'olam. He'd never wore tefillin, but tzaddik, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, bekitzur, mikol makom, you know, you have to know, giving musar is an art. Once, it said about the Helege Kedusha Slevi, the governor of Levi Yitzchum Ibarditchev. He was once walking, besides for being, you know, he was known as Sanegoran Shel Yisrael, the defender of Am Yisrael, which, by the way, is a midah that everybody should try to adopt in their own lives. It's a huge thing to be a defender, to find zechut in Am Yisrael is a huge thing, especially during the 9 days, especially during this time, to find zechut. One time, he was walking on the street in Ibarditchev, on Tisha B'Av, and he sees a Jew, and he sees him sitting on the street, eating, right? He didn't look sick or whatever. He sits there eating right in the middle of the street. He says, my son, how are you? How are you feeling? He says, you know, today's Tisha B'Av, today's a public fast day, we mourn the Churban Beit HaMikdash. And he says, yes, Rabbi, I'm well aware. Chatzuf, yeah? And the guy says, so Rabbi Levi Yitzchak tells him, my son, you must be sick. You know, to sit here and eat like this, whatever, I wish you refuah shneimah. You know, Bezat Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'esir Hashem im mecha kol choli, natin la brachot. He says, Rabbi, I'm not sick, I'm okay. So he says, maybe it slipped your mind, maybe you're not sure that, you know, you're not allowed to eat, whatever. He says, Rabbi, I'm very well aware of the halachot of Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak raises his eyes to heaven, he says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, look at your children. On a day like Tisha B'Av, look, in the face of the Chachamim, your children cannot tell a lie. They can only say the truth. Even when they're ashamed of it, they cannot lie. They won't lie. Look at it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishtabach Shemo. Yeah? That's the way to find zechut. And guess what? Everybody, just like we have imperfections, everybody has something good inside. There's nothing, even the biggest Rishaim have a zik, one little spark of something inside, like David HaMelech said, Mikol melamedai hiskalti. Who's he talking about over there? It says over there, in Pirkei Avot, who is he saying, Mikol melamedai hiskalti? From Achitofel. He learned two halachot. Achitofel haya rasha'a merusha. And what does he say? David HaMelech says, Kara lo Rabbi Arbo alufo miuda'o. Called him his Rabbi, called him his chief. For what? For learning two halachot from a rasha. Why? You see, even from people who are not that good, nevertheless, there's something to learn from everybody. We just have to keep our eyes open. You know, especially, it's not for naught that we read Parashat Devarim is always Shabbat Chazon. Never changes. No matter on the year, something's changed. Devarim, always the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. Why? Because there's Musar in there. Very heavy Musar. A lot of Tochacha. But what? It's done with love. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Am Yisrael boundlessly. Yeah? Unconditionally. So much so that Am Yisrael made him crazy in the Midbar for 40 years. They tried to kill him. They suspected him of doing things. All sorts of terrible things. And yet, when they heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take him away, like we saw in last week's parasha, Vayimaseru me'alfei Yisrael elef la'tzava. When Hashem said, go fight this war against the Midianim, then you're going to die. And Hashem said, go find 1,000 volunteers, soldiers from every shevet. Nobody volunteered. Moshe Rabbeinu had to forcefully pick people up and send them to the war because nobody wanted to be a catalyst for Moshe Rabbeinu to die. They all understood that he loved them tremendously. And when it came crunch time, nobody wanted to be a part of it. Moshe Rabbeinu had to physically grab people, Vaymaseru me'alfei Yisrael elef la'tzava, grab people and threw them to the war. And he says, you're going. Why? Because nobody wanted to be a part of that thing that even indirectly brought about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Yisrael. Yeah, to show how much our leaders are chavivim, even when they, you know, even when we're tough sometimes. Aval ma, at the end of the day, it's out of love. If it's not out of love, that's not a leader. A leader who gives it, and it's out of a place of anger and hatred and kin'ah and ga'ava, that's not a leader. That's not, that's a person who's a ga'avtan. Yeah? You have to be very careful when a person gives musar. Many times, if not most times, if when a person gives musar, it can be from a place of ga'ava, from a place of condescending. That's not the correct way. It has to be out of ahava. And if a person can't give musar out of ahavat Yisrael, the Chazon Ish writes, be'igrotav, abstain. Musar is an art. If you can't give it with ahava, out of love, don't give it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the backlash. It's not worth the damage that it's going to cause. And if musar is given be'ahava, it won't cause damage. That's the beauty of it. So, Rabotai, this is all. We first and foremost, we have to give ourselves musar. We have to look inside and give ourselves the musar and actually act on the musar, because that's the only way that the Beit HaMikdash is gonna come back. Rabotai, thank you for joining us. Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Tizkor Shem Rabot. Have an easy and meaningful fast, Be'ezrat Hashem. Hopefully, this year even, but if not this year, then at least next year, we should celebrate Be'ezrat Hashem, Tish'a B'Av in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, B'Simcha V'Sason. We'll see you there, Be'ezrat Hashem. Kol Tov.